With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Dara Morgan went for a bit of a swim, came back 338 hours later. Dara has become the first person to swim all around Ireland. Dara, good afternoon and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Now, I should say you didn't do it all in the one go. That would be probably because I imagine doing it involves a lot of planning in advance. What kind of things do you have to plan for?
Yeah, so the logistical element of something like this is huge. So for any big swim, you need a safety boat beside you. Now, on this particular swim, we actually had three boats. So we had a main vessel and then two support vessels. So as you can imagine, on any swim, we had to go out to our GPS location, which we stopped, and then go back into pier, fuel up, do all the necessary things, and then come back out. I was lucky enough to meet up and be a part of a club in Galway called Bodori an Clada. So they manage traditional Galway hooker boats in Galway. And my boat captain, called Dara Bailey, he was like 10 people rolled into one, and he had a really strong maritime history and culture in his family. And it was like he was training all his life for this moment, and so was I, and we came together kind of by luck, and that's how we kind of got around the coast.
Yeah, and so also, is it a big factor about planning your route and taking into account the weather and what time of the year it is?
Yeah, kind of like our route planning was very Irish. A lot of times, Dara would go into the pub and he'd talk with talk with local fishermen.
Yeah,
and they would know every single inch of the coastline, because in the past there used to be a lot of fishermen doing salmon nets. So they relied on the currents of Ireland, because if they didn't get it right, all their nets would get tangled and they wouldn't be able to catch their quota. So we actually relied on a lot of them and a lot of people that did lobster pots and crab pots. And I wouldn't have any clue on that. It was mainly Dara that that would touch base with them.
Yeah, you'd also need to avoid some, know where that stuff is to avoid
exactly,
it as well.
Exactly, because if that gets caught in the boat propeller, you know, that could stop the swim as well. So,
did you have a set target of how many kilometres a day, or did that vary?
Yeah, like we went on time in the water. So we'd always aim for 6 hours in the water, because a 6 hour period, the tide will flow with you in. Tide goes up and down. Mm. And then on the coast of Ireland, it either goes north, south. And then there's a few other factors. Like I said, that's where we went into the pub. There might be a few strange things happening in Donegal on a certain section of the coast, so we went in and we got that little nuanced local knowledge at times. But more than the east coast, for example, it's very predictable tide wise it goes really strong north for 6 hours and then really strong south for 6 hours.
Right. And so your route, did you start in Galway?
Started in Galway and finished in Galway, yeah.
Yeah, and so did you go north from
Galway?
We
went north, yeah. Yeah, so we went, the first swim was out to the Aran Islands. And then because of bad weather, we had to go in through all the little islands of Connemara, which was actually beautiful. A really, really nice section. And then up on the inside of Achill Island and then all around.
Yeah. Yeah. There were times then, because you said that was, there were times, I suppose, if the weather is reasonably clement, where you could kind of have a look around rather than be kind of trying to get to the end.
And they were the most enjoyable days when you could actually see, like, you know, there was times, and they're still etched into my mind, that I'm swimming and then I look up and I see Errigal Mountain, kind of, you know, you're in the sea, but you can see the beautiful peak of Errigal in the background. And that was Donegal, was fantastic, stunning place. And then other places like Carlingford, Loch and things like that, just on the east coast, were beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's down to the weather. Some days you couldn't see anything at all. So.
Yeah. And what was the toughest bit?
So there was it was kind of everything. There was a lot of jellyfish on one section. So on the east coast, particularly Dublin, lion's mane jellyfish, I got stung by them a lot. And they inhibit then your sleep, and you're tingling for hours. then I thought the jellyfish kind of debacle was over. And then on the Cork coast, there was a new variant of jellyfish that was brushed up by the winds. It's like a Mediterranean jellyfish. It's called the mauve stinger. And the pain was uncomparable. Like, it was, I had a full wetsuit, thankfully, but my face was getting it a lot.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, yeah.
And what can you do about that?
You can't really do anything. The best thing is actually to stay in the water for, I know people say, you know, have a
pee on it. Yeah, but it was your face. Yeah, come on. Yeah. I'd rather suffer. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully I never had to do that. We always just kind of stayed in the water and tried to brunt it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and manage it the day after. But I think the most challenging part, I'm not sure, like on my social media, I shared it, and it was actually the most viewed video we had. It was, I developed severe chafing. So I actually had two holes under my arms.
Ah.
And they got so bad to a certain level that I had to go to the St. James's, actually. The plastic surgery department, just have a look at it, see if they could do anything. Unfortunately, they couldn't. But fortunately enough, the weather came in. We had to take a break for like 2 weeks. They healed up to a sufficient amount.
Okay.
And we just managed it then from there.
Now you have gills.
Now I have gills, yes. Well, one gill.
Yeah, and you were raising money.
Yes,
mentioning that before I let you go.
Yeah, we were raising money for the Ornelai and the Simon community. And we're having a homecoming now in Galway on the 22nd of November at 4:30 p.m. So we'll just try and celebrate a little bit of Irish history.
Yeah. Scott. Good for you, Dara. Thanks, Amelia, for coming into us, and congratulations. That was Dara Morgan there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.